Day 223. Again the attempt. Again the pain. Again the failure. Day 257. I am 68 standard years old today. Work goes on with the chapel I am building near the cleft. Attempted to descend to the river yesterday, but was turned back by Beta and four others. Day 280. 1 local year on Hyperion. 1 year in purgatory. Or is it hell? Day 311. Working on quarrying stones on the ledges below the shelf where the chapel is going up, and I made the discovery today. The arrestor rods. The Bikora must have thrown them over the edge when they murdered Tuck that night 223 days ago. These rods would allow me to penetrate the flame forest at any time if the cruciform would allow it. But it will not. If only they had not destroyed my med kits with the painkillers. But still, sitting here holding the rods today, I have an idea. My crude experiments with the med scanner have continued. 2 weeks ago, when Theta broke his leg in three places, I observed the reaction of the cruciform. The parasite did its best to block the pain. Theta was unconscious much of the time, and his body was producing incredible quantities of endorphins. But the break was a very painful one, and after 4 days the Bikura slashed Theta's throat and took his body to the basilica. It was easier for the cruciform to resurrect his corpse than to tolerate such pain over a long period. But before his murder, my scanner showed an appreciable retreat of the cruciform nematodes from some parts of the central nervous system. I do not know if it would be possible to inflict on oneself, or to tolerate, levels of non-lethal pain sufficient to drive the cruciform out completely. But I am sure of one thing. The Bikura would not allow it. Today, I sit on a ledge below the half-finished chapel, and I consider possibilities. Day 438. The chapel is finished. It is my life's work. Tonight, when the Bikura went down into the cleft for their daily parody of worship, I said Mass at the altar of the newly erected chapel. I had baked the bread from chalma flour, and I am sure that it must have tasted of that bland yellow leaf. But to me the taste was exactly like that of the first host I had partaken of during my first Holy Communion in Villefranche-sur-Saône, some 60 standard years earlier. In the morning I will do what I have planned. Everything is in readiness. My journals and the med-scan wafers will be in the pouch of woven Bestos fibers. That is the best I can do. The consecrated wine was only water, but in the dim light of sunset it looked blood-red and tasted of communion wine. The trick will be to penetrate deep enough into the flame forest. I will have to trust that there is enough incipient activity in and from the Tesla trees even during the quiet periods. Goodbye, Edward. I doubt if you are still alive. And should you be, I see no way that we could ever be reunited. Separated as we are, not only by years of distance, but by a much wider gulf in the form of a cross. My hope of seeing you again shall not be placed on this life, but on the one to come. Strange to hear me speak like this again, is it not? I must tell you, Edward, that after all these decades of uncertainty, and with great fear of what lies ahead, my heart and soul are nonetheless at peace. Oh, my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because I have offended thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance and to amend my life. Amen.